is North Shore High School football. Friday night playoff action in Division 5. St. Mary's of Lynn is taking on Greater Lowell this evening here at Manning Field in Lynn. Along with Tim Kearns, I'm Bill Newell, and tonight's broadcast on MSONewsSports.com is brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. By Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. They're at 8584 High Street in Danvers, and check in with General Manager Jeff Lipstein. Harrington Brokerage, awarding the North Shore for over 25 years. They're located in Lynn on Chestnut Street and on the web at harringtontrophy.com. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Boot Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. By the Lynn Museum, combining with the Lynn cultural community, making Lynn a very vibrant cultural area. They're located at 590 Washington Street in Lynn. Columbia Insurance, offering auto, home, condo, renters, business insurance, and a complete peace of mind for you. Columbia Insurance. Porthole Restaurant. Try their award-winning clam chowder. The Porthole provides a great dining value, combining quality with quantity. A North Shore dining landmark located on the water, on the Windway in Lynn. Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. Top shows in a comfortable setting. For listings and tickets, go to LynnAuditorium.com, where you'll hear Boss Skaggs tonight at Lynn Auditorium. And Lynn Item of the itemlive.com, serving the North Shore since 1877. A great source for North Shore news, sports, and entertainment information. Well, we're at Manning Field in Lynn, getting ready for tonight's game between St. Mary's High School and Greater Lowell in the MIAA playoffs. And Tim Kearns is alongside. We also have a lot of other tournament action to update you on that is actually going to be taking, a lot of it's going to be taking place right here at Manning Field in Lynn in over this weekend, as there's a lot of tournament soccer and so on. We'll tell you about that as our broadcast rolls on. Greater Lowell coming in here with a 7-2 record, identical record as St. Mary's. St. Mary's was the number 4 seeded team in this Division 5 North tournament. Greater Lowell, number 6. St. Mary's at home tonight. Now, St. Mary's got here with a 46-22 win over Greater Lawrence and a 24-6 win last week against Bishop Fenwick. While Greater Lowell had very similar scores on their way to this North Championship game tonight, a 41-22 win over Madison Park and a 25-8 win over East Boston. This is a team, Greater Lowell, that was just 1-10 last year. And again, the other game we're following big time here tonight with our own Marty Smith in Danvers, in Marblehead rather, is the Danvers Marblehead game. Danvers 7-2, Marblehead 9-1, but 6-0 at home. It's the Division III Northeast Championship game tonight at Marblehead.
Well, Bill, just talking to my inside man, John Hoffman, he gave me some interesting information. This could really be a track meet tonight, and a scorer's duel, because we have the number one and number two scorers in D5 in Abraham Toe for St. Mary's. He has scored 146 points so far this year, and he's actually number two in the state. And Eli Bryan, a running back for Greta Lowell, is second in Division 5 at 130 points. So he's probably in the top 10 in scoring in the entire state. So we've got two kids who know where the end zone is. They've obviously got the talent to get themselves down the field. And both have excelled this year, so this could be quite an entertaining game, number 4 against number 6. And with that kind of talent in your backfield, it sort of gives you an idea of how they managed to get to this point in the season.
Absolutely. And Matt Durgan, the coach at St. Mary's of Lynn, there's a little note in the Phil Stacey column in the Salem News this week that he is the second winningest coach now in Lynn football history, behind Bill Joyce, the legendary coach at Lynn Classical. So congratulations to Coach Matt Durgan, who was the head coach at Lynn Classical High School before coming over here to St. Mary's.
And weren't those some wars that he coached against Paul Ingram?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my word. Those were classics.
Yeah, not all that long ago either.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. All right, so what we'll do here is we'll step aside when we come back. Coach Matt Durgan joins us here on our pregame show as we roll on from Manning Field and Lynn, getting ready for Greater Lowell and St. Mary's tonight on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Joining us at this time is Matt Durgan, head football coach at St. Mary's High School. And Matt, congratulations moving on in the MIAA tournament with a big win last Friday night against Bishop Fenwick. Tell us about that game.
Thank you. It was a very hard-fought game. Fenwick's an excellent football team, and things came together for us. I thought our kids' effort was great. And fortunate to come away with a victory versus a very good Fenwick team.
What kinds of things came together for St. Mary's? Again, just watching certain scores, that would appear to be probably looks like maybe your most complete game. Is that accurate?
It was definitely, you know, we needed to have a complete game, a four-quarter game. I think some of the kids that had inexperience are getting better each week, and that's what we try to do as a team, get better each day. And like I said, things are coming together.
All right, so let's... Abraham Toe had a big game as a running back for you guys. Just tell me a little bit about Toe.
Abraham is very gifted. He has a lot of talent, but he works very hard too. So he's got the talent and work ethic. And the off season he worked very hard, and he continues to do that each day. He's trying to get better, and that's a rare thing today to have a work ethic and talent, and he has it.
Let's just take a preview look at St. Mary's, if you can, or a little scouting report. If you were to scout your offensive line, and let's throw the defensive line in there too, who are some guys that are really critical for you guys? Not that they're all not critical. I get that part.
No, I know what you're saying, because even though Calvin Johnson and Abraham Toe, the guys that get in the box score, it takes everyone. And the guys that don't get mentioned, the unsung guys, are definitely up front, the linemen, and, you know, starts with Sakowicz, Reddy, Donahue at guard, center, Kyle Bernardini, the left guard, Jack Stacy, left tackle, Brendan McCarthy, and our other tight end, Pui Da. And at fullback, Joey Silvestri, he thinks he's a running back, but he's actually just a quick guard back there, and he does the dirty work. So you read the other names, but we don't get it done without those kids.
Greater Lowell this week, your opponent at Manning Field. What do you know about Greater Lowell?
Well, they're 7-2. They've had a great year. They're coming off a big road victory, and they have some very good skill, good speed, and on defense, you know, they come after you. They're pretty aggressive.
Yeah. All right, Coach, anything else about St. Mary's football, about your team, any news this week to share with us heading into this game?
No, just just getting focused and working hard and build off our success and hopefully come out with a victory.
All right, Coach, good luck to you on Friday.
Thank you very much, and thanks for supporting high school football.
Right. That's St. Mary's head football coach Matt Durgan on MSONewsSports.com.
The Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming to the North Shore soon. Treat yourself to an evening out in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include Melissa Etheridge, Friday, January 15th. The following night, Saturday the 16th, Get the Lead Out, the Led Zeppelin tribute band. Then Chicago arrives Friday, February 5th. Johnny Mathis on his 60th anniversary concert tour comes Friday, April 8th. For more shows, more information, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW or contact Ticketmaster.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off-the-boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber, in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel on the playing field as well as the classroom. Male and female winners are chosen each month. Student athletes who have a B or better average are nominated by their coaches. And nominations are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. Along with Tim Kearns, I'm Bill Newell. Just heard from St. Mary's coach Matt Durgan here. Both teams are out warming up, getting ready for tonight's game. Just a quick look at some of the tournament action coming up here at Manning Field this weekend and some other locations. Let's update and salute some of our postseason teams here on the North Shore, other than the football teams. In boys soccer, Division II, Masconomet takes on Concord Carlisle Monday right here at Manning Field at 7 o'clock. Division III boys soccer, Swampscott battles Wakefield Sunday morning at 11 here at Manning Field. And in Division IV boys soccer, St. Mary's takes on Boston International Saturday tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Manning Field. Girls soccer tournament action with North Shore teams still remaining. Division I, Peabody meets Lincoln Sudbury Sunday right here at Manning Field at 5:45. In girls soccer, Andrew Bubbs, the Marblehead team, takes on Concord Carlisle Monday here at Manning Field at 5 o'clock. The Division III girls North title game, Bishop Fenwick versus North Reading, Sunday at 1:15 here at Manning Field. These are all North title games that I'm telling you about right now. And the fourth division, Division Four game, the fourth game involving girls North Shore teams here, is in Division Four. St. Mary's taking on Manchester Essex. That game will be tomorrow at 3:15 right here at Manning Field. Field hockey, Manchester Essex takes on Watertown Saturday at 11 o'clock. That's tomorrow morning at North Andover High School. And in volleyball, Linfield is still alive in Division Three. They'll take on Austin Prep Saturday tomorrow at noon at Tewksbury High School. So those are the teams still remaining in our North Shore postseason non-football events. And, of course, there are some cross-country events happening this weekend as well. So good luck to all the cross-country teams on the North Shore as well with the runners that are still competing. St. Mary's is out on the field, and Greater Lowell coming back from the right end zone here, coming back out on the field, getting ready for the coin toss of tonight's game. We do have one final score earlier tonight. Lynn Tech defeated New Mission 31-14. Stefan Gravel with 200 yards rushing. Justin Lewis with about 100 yards rushing. That information from Matt Roy. And Tim, Matt Roy will be leaving us, headed to Gardner, packing up, got the boxes loaded up, and he'll be heading out of here tomorrow, I believe, taking a new job out in Gardner, and we wish him the very best of luck. He's actually was in the house here earlier. I think he's still here somewhere, but he's a sports writer for the Daily Item of Lynn, a good friend of ours, and worked with us here at MSO News Sports, so we wish him the very best.
Yeah, you know, Matt's a great broadcaster, too. We did the baseball in the spring for a number of years, And I was looking forward to hopefully being able to do it again with him this spring, because he brings just a wealth of knowledge about the kids. He was so tied into the schools and the kids and their history, especially so many of the kids as they came up through the Little League programs and into the Babe Ruth program, because those are the areas that he covered when he was with the Item. And you know, the little tidbits and stories, the background for the kid, just really, really, really enriched the broadcast. And just a very talented, again, bringer of the game. I know when we first started the game, I did the first couple of innings, and I could see he was chomping at the bit. And, you know, I said, okay, man, why don't you take the next couple of innings? And the first sentence out of his mouth, and I said, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. And I became the permanent color guy, you know, because he has this flow. And I hope in some way he's able to continue that. But certainly sports writing has been his niche, and he's very good at that. And again, you're right, we want to wish him the best of luck out in Gardner. He's going to be covering a lot of the high school and college sports out there, so he'll be able to expand his horizon in that sense, moving up to the collegiate level.
And he's doing a lot of, I think, doing new stuff and working with the schools as well. What we're going to do is we're going to step aside here. We've got some messages, and when we come back, we'll have the kickoff here tonight between Greater Lowell and St. Mary's High School here on MSONewsSports.com.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Want a head lumber? We measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn with Tim Kearns. I'm Bill Newell. And again, I think we're just a few moments away from the kickoff of tonight's game here on MSONewsSports.com. In this tournament playoff game between Greater Lowell High School and St. Mary's. Before we have our coin toss here, we're going to do a quick check-in with Marty Smith in Marblehead at the Marblehead-Danvers game. Marty, any news there yet?
Only the second play for scrimmage of the football game. Marblehead won the toss and deferred. Danvers took the football at their own 19-yard line, 2-yard return, and that's where we are now, first and 10 from the 21.
All right, so you guys are underway. We're yet to get underway here, but it looks like we'll get underway in just a couple of moments here. So keep us posted. Okay.
I will do that.
Thanks, Marty. All right. And again, we'll be keeping you updated on that game, and Tim is following other scores as well here on MSONewsSports.com on the Friday night Twitter feed here. Newburyport was up by 3 touchdowns earlier, just a little while ago, against Saugus High School. And let's see here. Salem is underway against Classical, so everyone's underway here except us here tonight, I guess. And but it's just about time to get tonight's game underway. St. Mary's is coached by Matt Durgan. Again, we noted earlier there was a note in the Phil Stacey's column this week that he's the second winningest coach in Lynn football history behind the legendary Bill Joyce of Lynn Classical High School. Shane Abrams is the head coach at Greater Lowell. Both teams coming in here with 7-2 records here with tournament wins the last 2 weeks for both of these schools. Greater Lowell rolling over Madison Park and also East Boston. While St. Mary's topped Greater Lawrence and then had that 24-6 win last week against Bishop Fenwick High School on the road. So it's the number 4-seeded St. Mary's versus the number 6-seeded Greater Lowell Griffins here tonight.
Well, Gloucester's gotten off to a fast start. The first play from scrimmage for the Fishermen resulted in a 21-yard touchdown run by Christian Sanfilippo, their leading rusher this year. Alex Militello added the PAT for a quick 7-0 lead for Gloucester over Winthrop.
I guess the it's Newburyport 22-0 over Saugus at the half, so that's a halftime score. And again, our earlier score here at Manning Field and Lynn Tech defeated New Mission 31-14. Matt Roy reporting, Stephen Gravel with Gravel's with 200 yards rushing for Lynn Tech. So congratulations to Coach James Runner and Lynn Tech on that win today. And Justin Lewis had 100 yards for the Tech Tigers here today at Manning Field. So we've had the coin toss. St. Mary's has the blue uniforms, the navy blue, the blue helmets, the white socks with most of the players. They do have a little bit of gold trim, I think, on the white numerals around the numerals, blue and gold and white. And they'll defend down to our left, and Greater Lowell will be kicking off from right to left here to St. Mary's to get tonight's game underway.
You know, a really big game tomorrow, Bill, is the PVD St. John's Prep, as both will be looking to get back on the track. The Prep having lost to Everett, and PVD having lost to Everett as well. And certainly it's the bragging rights for the area in two storied programs.
Dylan Bogats getting ready to kick off for Greater Lowell, again from right to left. Abraham Toe back deep for St. Mary's, as well as Marcus Atkins. Third player back there deep as well for St. Mary's. Again, they're defending down to our left. Bogats to kick off from right to left. Line drive kick. Skims past Toe. He fields it back on the 5. Turns it upfield along the right sidelines to the 10. Hit down at the 16. That's as far as he gets. Deciding to run it out maybe to the 17-yard line, where it'll be first down for St. Mary's with the first possession of tonight's game. Yeah, they'll mark it at the 17-yard line. First down for St. Mary's High School. We'll set their offense for you here. Led by quarterback Antonio Felix. He's 5'7", 165-pound senior. In the backfield, Abraham Toe, the big running back, 5'5", 150 yards. He's a junior. Matt Durgan is the head coach. Boy Da is a tight end for St. Mary's. Joey Silvestri in the backfield as well. Tight look, two-wing formation, and it's a pitch play. Silvestri to the wing left, running off the right side of the line out to the 24-yard line. And that is Abraham Toe on the carry. So Toe started at his 17, and he gets it out to the 24.
And again, both coaches will be right in the back to their two studs, RBs, Brian and Toe, in the contest tonight, Bill.
Classic Matt Durgan formation here. The double wing look, pitch to the wing coming around from the left side to the right side. Is that Toe again? I think it is. Up to the 30.
Oh,
breaks
it.
Up to the 40. Cutting back inside. No, it's out to the 49-yard line.
Abraham Toe with a big split.
Oh, it is Abraham Toe, okay.
Just when you think you have him down, the defensive player let up on his grasp, and Toe just spun out of the hold and took it up to midfield.
So Toe gets 26 yards on that. Just underway, first quarter here, no score. St. Mary's in Greater Lowell, St. Mary's to midfield here. Abraham Antonio Felix, rather right behind center at quarterback, pitches. This is, I think, Johnson coming off the right side. Now explodes down inside the 35 to the 31.
Jalen Johnson, 5'8", 155, just tiptoeing his way.
That'd be Calvin. Calvin's wearing number three.
I'm sorry, Calvin. Yeah. You know what? I have that change, but I look right below it.
No, I know.
Okay, so we got to. Do you have a number change for?
No, it's not there. I don't think.
Okay. So Calvin Johnson, I guess, go this way. 6'1", 90, an even more formidable task for the defender to bring down.
Yeah, he's very explosive. 20 yards on that pickup there. First down for St. Mary's at the Greater Lowell 30-yard line. They run it inside. Toe does down inside the 25 to the 23, a 7-yard gain.
Now Toe's 5'5", 150, so you've got a different. Different style of running back, even though they're both fast. You get one with, you know, that's going to dart in and out on you, and a little jitterbug, and the other guy is just like a steamroller coming at you.
Toe wing to the left side. Silvestri, the fullback, to give us a Johnson coming from the right to the left side. He's inside the 20, has another first down near the 18-yard line. So that looks like a 5-yard gain for Calvin Johnson.
You know, the success of any running back for any team is the skill and the technical ability of the linemen out in front of them. If they're blocking effectively, they're creating gaps and seams. You're going to be able to get your yards and use your natural ability, your speed, your quickness to get out there. But if they can't create those gaps for you, then, you know, the yards aren't going to be there no matter how good you are.
Ball to the 19-yard line. The pitch is to Toe. Comes from the left wing. Comes back inside to the 18, that's it. He got 1 yard from the 19 to the 18. Let's set the offensive line for St. Mary's. Kyle Bernardini, 6'1", 225 pounds, sophomore at center. Brendan Donahue, 5'10", 160, junior guard. Jack Stacey, a 5'7", 190, senior guard. Liam Reddy, a 6'2", 270-pound junior tackle. And Brendan McCarthy, 6'3", 255, sophomore tackle. We have an interview with Liam Reddy and Abraham Toe, a video interview on our website from earlier this week. Here's Toe coming right down the middle to the 10, to the 5, and he's hit down at the 2 after a first down run.
Great touchdown saving tackle, number 45, Eli Brandt, his offensive counterpart for Greater Lowell. Maybe the only guy on the field that could have caught him as he get into the middle of the secondary and angled to the left corner. But again, Bryant able to corral and bring him down just shy of the goal line.
St. Mary started at their own 17-yard line. Now they have it down to the 2 where they've got a first and goal. Silvestri, the fullback, Toe coming, taking the pitch, coming off at the right side of the line for the touchdown. Abraham Toe from 2 yards out.
Boy, they made that look easy, Bill. They just marched down the field using Calvin Johnson and Abraham Toe to batter it, and really only one play really to the outside. Everything else was up the middle and in between the tackles. They just kept pounding and pounding away.
83-yard drive for the Spartans. 4 first downs on that drive, and now they'll come out to attempt the 2-point conversion on the rush. Toe is winged to the left side, Johnson winged to the right side, and Johnson comes up high and takes the handoff and hits the left side of the end zone, and he's in for the 2-point conversion.
Well, it looked like one of the Greater Lowell defenders had the corner and was going to be able to bring him down, but he just used his speed and he busted around the outside of the defender and easily into the end zone, untouched for those 2 points.
Greater Lowell.
7:49 left, Bill. 8-0. We're going to get a chance to see the Greater Lowell offense in operation here in just a moment.
Just a moment. You're right. Just checking the very latest news. Again, we have our own Marty Smith up in Marblehead tonight, and he'll have updates for us on the Danvers Marblehead game. So we'll be checking with him quite frequently out throughout the night tonight, and. We have no score in that game, and if we did, we would be hearing from Marty at any moment. But looking at our Twitter feed, in which we used at times to get our scores, it's very active now that we've rolled past the 7 o'clock hour. We earlier today, Lynn Tech beat New Mission here at Manning Field 31-14. Congratulations, Coach James Runner, and the Tech Tigers. Abraham Toe to kick off for St. Mary's. Toe will kick off from left to right. St. Mary's leading here, 8-0, first quarter. It's a ground line drive kick landing at the 30, rolls down to the 19-yard line, fielded there by Augusti, and Augusti runs it up over the 25 to about the 27.
Yeah, he hesitated in the middle of the field trying to pick out an opening in which to shoot up, but a very, very good play by number 20 for St. Mary's, Nick Colicchetti, a junior, 5'8", 150. As the running back hesitated, he came in and just brought him to the ground.
August taking the handoff, and we have wideouts, two of them each way. This is a passing team. Quarterback Nick Rossetti, 5'7", 150-pound senior, fakes the pass but hands off to the tailback straight ahead for maybe a loss of 2 yards on the play. That's August, the ball carrier. So he gets a -2 on that. That's not what they were looking for. Well, St. Mary's certainly drew some attention when they beat Bishop Fenwick, allowing them just the one touchdown last week. Greater Lowell rushes to the right side, and they fumble at the 30, and St. Mary's recovers the football. Is that Liam Reddy with it? Liam Reddy.
Boy, many times in these games, Bill, it's against, you know, what opportunities can you create for yourself and for your team? And again, this is a big one for St. Mary's. Second offensive play for Greater Lowell. St. Mary's able to pop the ball loose and then jump on it. Again, great field position, 31-yard line.
Got to see Liam Reddy, meet him this week, earlier this week, when the team was practicing on that rainy, I think it was Tuesday, latitude. Here's a quick pass down over the middle. Johnson wide open, catches it at the 2 and runs in for a touchdown from 31 yards out. Well, they don't pass much, and with the wind tonight, you wouldn't think they'd be passing much at all here tonight. I think they had one pass last week attempt against Fenwick, but there's a 31 pass play, Antonio Felix to Calvin Johnson.
Well, you don't pass at all on the first series, Bill, and then on the very first play of the next series, you fake into the line, everybody bites up thinking that's going to be the play. And just able to drift out of the backfield, wide open. He had to be 10 yards behind the nearest defender, and there goes Toe for 2.
Two-point conversion, and again for Toe. That touchdown comes just 40 seconds after their last touchdown. So St. Mary's with a pass, a 31-yard pass. And some people thought St. Mary's might do well here tonight, and I guess I might have been just in referring to Toe. Toe scored the touchdown the first time, but he did not score the two-point conversion. Calvin Johnson got the two-point conversion. So Abraham Toe with the two-point conversion here. So he has 8 points. He has the touchdown and a two-point conversion, but on two separate scores.
Classicals moved ahead of Salem, 7-0 in the first.
Wow, all of a sudden, bang, in a span of 40 seconds, really. St. Mary's goes up 16-0. So now Toe will kick off for St. Mary's, left to right to Greater Lowell. Division 5 MIAA North final game here tonight, and here is the kickoff. It's another ground ball kick, rolling and fielded at the 33-yard line by an up back. Squirts to the outside left, out to the 37 and out of bounds at about the 38. On the kickoff return for Greater Lowell, it was Nixon Najeru, the senior running back. So he'll start or get the ball to the 38-yard line.
Early in the third quarter, new report has scored again. It's 28-0 over Saugus, and they were reporting that Saugus had 15 yards and no first downs in the first half.
Offensive quarterback Nick Rossetti out for Greater Lowell out of the shotgun, two wideouts each way. They give us to Augusta, and he's wrapped up right away. Nothing there. Find out who got who is that for St. Mary's High School. That's Brendan Donahue with the hit coming in to that backfield. A loss of 1 yard for August. So I think he has a -2 and a -1. And the handoff this time is to the running back Kyle Lima, and he gets dropped for a loss. So St. Mary's defense is just all over the place here. Reddy credited with that tackle. So now Rossetti out of the shotgun, wide outs each way, man in motion from left to right, rolls to the right side, sets up, fires out on the right side, and the pass is bobbled and caught.
What a catch.
Held on to, and enough for a first down up to midfield and maybe just into St. Mary's territory.
The St. Mary's defender had great outside position on him, but the greater low receiver made it to turn his body back around and batted the ball up in the air, and as he ran for the next 5 yards, was batting it over his head, finally able to pull it in as it was tackled to the ground. What a great athletic play there.
Well, that would be their first down of the night. Rush to the left. Down to the 46, second first down. Is that what you're saying?
Pavel Auguste, right up the middle there.
Who did they credit with the catch? Was that Bryant? I'm thinking it must have been Bryant. That was a great catch.
Oh, my God.
You know, that probably was Bryant because he came out of the backfield in motion. Auguste takes the handoff here. He's tripped up. Calvin Johnson on the hit in the backfield, breaking that up right near the line of scrimmage. 5.5 minutes to play, first quarter, 16 to nothing. St. Mary's is leading. Greater Lowell here, early going. Greater Lowell with their second touch of the football here tonight. Rossetti out of the shotgun. Quarterback draw. He's running down to the 45, 40, short of the first down. He needed to get inside the 40 to the 38, and he stopped right at the 40.
Let me get those linemen for you, Bell. I've been rather remiss in my duties.
Oh, no, that's fine. So Rossetti sets up now a fourth down and three. And now they have Bryant going in motion up high, and St. Mary's might have jumped off. Well, they did jump offside. Let's see if they call it that. Actually, they've got to call movement on this unless there was contact made. One player did jump off on the near side here, but I don't think he made contact. 4 minutes, 59 seconds to play in the first quarter. But they'll mark the yardage off against St. Mary's, and it's a Greater Lowell first down to the St. Mary's 36. So the Griffins are responding after giving up those two quick touchdowns and two-point conversions to the Spartans. Coming back here with a drive. This one aided with the penalty. That's a killer for St. Mary's. But they were in a four-down territory situation. To the 36 they are. And this is Bryant sweeping the right side on the run for about 5 yards. Might have been knocked out of bounds after a four-yard gain to about the 32. Yeah, he gets 4 yards. 4:45 to play first quarter. 16-0 St. Mary's under the direction of head coach Matt Durgan. Jeff Newhall is the athletic director at St. Mary's. Here's a spin and a handoff to the running back coming back near side left. Gets it down to the 26-yard line. That's Kyle Lima, the junior, 5'6", 170. Lima might have just enough for a first down. The spot is right at the 25, so it's a first down. Marcus Atkins on the stop. The defensive line for St. Mary's has Cam Sakowicz, Rafael Perez, and Liam Reddy. Marblehead has recovered a fumble at their own 48. 21 seconds to go, first quarter. Still no score there. Marty Smith reporting to us. Ball on the rush to the 25. Maybe a one-yard gain. Just about 4 minutes to play, first quarter.
Bit of a frustrating first quarter for Coach Sean Driscoll of Winter. They had the ball for 9 out of the 11 minutes in the first quarter. Only picked up 25 yards on 13 plays.
Looks like Newburyport up now 35-0 over Saugus here tonight in Saugus. Hand off to Lima, stacked up, nothing. Ripped right down. Rafael Perez in there at the nose. Liam Reddy and Cam Sakowicz. Other players on defense, Brendan Donahue, who we saw with a nice stick earlier. Joey Silvestri, Abraham Toe, Antonio Felix, James Bransfield, Marcus Atkins, Marlon Scott, and Calvin Johnson, a sophomore running back. And Nick Rossetti out of the shotgun here with a third down and 12 for Greater Lowell from the St. Mary's 27-yard line. And he is down in the backfield, back at the 33, taken down there. Couple of St. Mary's players in on the stop there.
Big play, Cam Sakowicz, junior defensive lineman, 6'3", 235, just blew that play up in an instant, Bill. He was in the backfield before the quarterback turned around.
Yeah, and then Sakowicz was there, so he was the key, as you point out, but Abraham Toth did finish him off after Sakowicz got in there and knocked him down and slowed him down in the backfield, not allowing him to even start to think about running. Oh, look at that.
Could I get that in writing before we leave? I want to show my
wife.
Sign that.
I don't think it would mean anything, even coming from
me. She wouldn't even believe it.
You know, even with someone with my stature. Here's a little screen out on the right side, and it's caught by August. And he makes the catch at the 30, runs it down near the 25. And
pass complete to number 24, Pavel August.
And
he
stopped short of the first down on the fourth down. And so St. Mary's will take over on downs despite the catch and run. Kind of a well-designed play, a nice play there, actually, by Rossetti to August.
Scott Cooper's provides what interesting piece of information, Bill. Matt Andreas from Damage is on the sidelines since the sixth play of the opening drive.
Their quarterback, yeah. And St. Mary's offense takes over. They give to Toe. Toe sweeps the right side from his wing left spot out near the 35, very close to a first down. So let's see here. St. Mary's taking over at their 25. Lawrence is credited with the stop. It is a first down, so a 10-yard run for Toe. Toe's got, 20, 30, 50, 60. He's close to 70 yards already in this football game as far as rushing here tonight. Might have padded him a few yards here, but just some quick math. Here's Calvin Johnson, sweeps off the left side up to the 45. Midfield, look out. Down to the 40, 35, and he's ripped down just about at the 30-yard line. One saving tackle there by Greater Lowell's Kyle Lima. What a tackle, because I thought Johnson was going to break it from where he was at about the 35, but Lima caught him, knocked him down at the 29-yard line.
Give him credit. He managed to get a handful of shirt and didn't let go and just slowed Johnson down enough so he could catch up with him and put the tackle on him, Bill.
Ooh. So it's a first down for St. Mary's to the 29 of Greater Lowell. They're already up here 16-0. And this is Johnson hitting off the left side of the line, but he has stood up. No gain for him. Nathan Morales in on the hit. He's an offensive lineman, but also playing defense. Good hit there. A minus one for St. Mary's on that.
Alex Militello of Gloucester went 40 yards for a touchdown and then kicked his own point after. So it's now 14-0 Gloucester over Winthrop.
Friday night, North Shore High School football. No score in the Danvers Marblehead game. When there is a score, we will get Marty Smith on the line with us. We'll check in with him here soon as well. Here is the quarterback, Felix, throwing long downfield. Johnson hauls it in at the one and goes in for the end zone from 29 yards out.
Well,
it was 6 feet versus 5'6". And those inches made a difference on that play, Billy. Gave me the ability to pull that ball away from the defender and spin into the end zone for St. Mary's third touchdown of the first quarter.
22-0 right now, going for the two-point conversion. Silvestri, the fullback behind the quarterback, who's right up behind center. I think they give it to Silvestri. He doesn't get in, though. Nope, Silvestri comes up short. So they're stopped, but they have the 22-0 lead. We're in the first quarter here with a minute 41 to play. Any other scores, Tim, to report?
No, nothing that is... Marshfield leads Needham 16-0, but that's one of the latest ones that I have. I know that means a lot to you.
So that was a 75-yard drive for St. Mary's.
Ooh, Melrose over Concord-Carlisle, 7-6 at the end of the first period. That would be the winner of that game is the opponent for Danvers or Marblehead.
Yeah, the Melrose game?
Yep, next week. So,
what was the score of that one, Tim? I'm sorry.
7-6, Melrose.
Oh, okay.
So that is a hard-fought contest at this point, after one.
St. Mary's, Abraham Toe to kick off. We're brought to you tonight by the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com, serving the North Shore since 1877. And by the Lynn Auditorium. Boss Skaggs is performing there tonight. Here's the kickoff. Line drive kick rolling down inside the 20, fielded at the 15-yard line by Raider Lowell run back out to the 25-30 outside left to the 40-yard line. A nice return all the way out to about the 45-yard line.
And that was Eli Bryant, the man that Dr. John Hoffman told us about. He could fly. He's the number two scorer in Division 5 this year behind Abraham Hill, St. Mary. We got a bit of glimpse of the speed as it looked like he might be caught around the 30-yard line, but he managed to simply beat the St. Mary's defenders to the corner and turned it upfield for another 10 yards.
Robert McNamara goes wide out, far side right. Also out to the right side is Kyle Lima. And the quarterback out of the shotgun, Rossetti, throws it off a screen behind the line of scrimmage, screen to Eli Bryant, makes the catch, sweeps the right side, but he is down a yard short of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to be more, but he managed to just turn it at the last second, Bill, and get that, just take the 1 yard loss. Again, St. Mary's pursuit, lateral pursuit along the line of scrimmage has been outstanding, and they're actually chasing the Greater Lowell runners down from behind.
Second down and 11 for Greater Lowell, and time is called.
I think we had a quick movement.
Yeah.
Somebody flinched.
Offensive line for Greater Lowell has Danny Bogatz at center. Keegan Bishop, Cotterera at a guard, Cedric Lawrence at a tackle, Mahan Morales at a guard, and Tyler Giselle as a tackle. Their head coach is Shane Abrams. And again, they were 1-10 a year ago, and here they are in the postseason, winning two games and coming up here against St. Mary's now and trailing 22-0 with just seconds to go here in the first quarter. They come out in the spread again, two wideouts each way, one running back to the left of the quarterback, Rossetti, out of the shotgun. Here comes the big rush, though, scrambling left, now back right, in traffic, and brought down.
Oh,
he's on his feet.
Oh,
he threw it out. He threw it out. And
well,
it looks
away.
Like a catch. It's either a fumble or something happened. It couldn't be a fumble. That had to be a completion, right? Because the quarterback was nearly in the grass back 7 yards from where the ball ends up at about the 38.
Yeah, all of a sudden there was a mad rush for the ball up around the 38-yard line.
I think as he was going down, he made an off-balance throw and a catch. So, but was
timeout thing, right?
No, it was fumbled. Oh, maybe it fumbled ahead, but
usually
you don't see a fumble. Maybe someone came around and wrapped it and popped the ball loose, and that squirted it up, so we weren't expecting that.
Yeah, because he got hit by two players. He got away from...
Because the ball advanced like 5 or 6 yards from where the quarterback was.
In a hurry.
Yeah, that's probably what happened. Somebody came around and spiked the football, you know, from behind. So now it's a third down and 13 for Greater Lowell from their 38. Motion from left to right. Rossetti rolls to the right side, sets up, fires down over the middle, incomplete. The intended receiver was Travis Gendron, the sophomore. It was Robert McNamara. Coverage provided by Mullet Scott. So an incompletion there. Now, let's see. Okay, so it's now fourth down, and it doesn't look like they're punting here, Tim.
No, unless...
Fourth down, and
there
they go. Now the must be Rossetti handling the punting, and there's a flag, and be a procedure call here against Greater Lowell. Rossetti is the quarterback and punter in this situation.
I think they may have left a little bit early on their coverage.
Earlier tonight, Lynn Tech beat New Mission 31-14. Right now, we're operating under the premise that there's no score in Marblehead and Danvers. You know, remember last week, Tim, there was no score with Marblehead for quite a while in that game last week.
Then the same thing with Danvers.
Yeah.
Until they find him in as a punter scorer. And Andres has been replaced by Board as that quarterback. So...
I'm just see if Marty will give us a time here. We'll update the folks on the time remaining in the first half of a scoreless game. We have not really a timeout here. What do we got here? Officials are coming up. I think they want something adjusted on the scoreboard.
Clock reads 0-0.
Oh, I gotcha. So they want to put some time back on the clock.
Scott Cooper saying still 0-0 in Marblehead. Classical over Salem, 14.
Marblehead has not had a first down here tonight in that game. So there you go, Tim. There's that Danvers defense. Just remarkable defense this year by Danvers High School. What an incredible story here. 6-11 to play in the first half there in Marblehead. I was talking to Marty thinking, oh, there's going to be a lot of running here tonight in our game. We're going to meet to exchange something after the game. I figured, well, it might be done before you, but maybe not.
Ooh,
here's the punt.
That and should be a flag.
Punter got hit as he booted it away by St. Mary's. The punt goes all the way down to the 35 without a return, but this will be a penalty against St. Mary's.
Yeah, he went right into it. We tried to avoid him, but the kicker doesn't have to give up his original position, and the Marblehead player couldn't avoid hitting him. Coach is on the sideline going, what happened?
Well, you know, it was one of the St. Mary's player really, you know, did hit him and hit and made some contact, but it was not a... Maybe I'm speaking out of turn, but it didn't look like the player was in any danger of being hurt on that. You know, you don't want anybody getting hurt.
No, as
in
I
that
said,
situation.
Yeah,
at
the
all.
Defender pulled up. I mean, I thought he may have had an opportunity to block it, but he seemed to let up a little bit. But he couldn't slow himself down enough to avoid the contact. If he'd done maybe a little pirouette, he'd have been able to spin away from him. But he kept his body going. And again, the kicker just following through in his motion took the contact and went to the ground. And the side judge, a referee, looked at it and said, yeah, that's contact.
All right, we're stepping away. We've got the end of the first quarter. 22-0. St. Mary's leading Greater Lowell after one.
The Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming to the North Shore soon. Treat yourself to an evening out in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include Melissa Etheridge, Friday, January 15th. The following night, Saturday the 16th, Get the Lead Out, the Led Zeppelin tribute band. Then Chicago arrives Friday, February 5th. Johnny Mathis on his 60th anniversary concert tour comes Friday, April 8th. For more shows, more information, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW or contact Ticketmaster.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
St. Mary's with a first down at the 37-yard line, and Abraham Toe takes the handoff, sweeps the right side up to the 45, up to midfield. He's brought down just over midfield, down at the 48. I think there are flags, and I think it's a face mask against Greater Lowell. So Toe gets about 13 yards, face mask. Just underway, second quarter here in Lynn at Manning Field in Lynn. St. Mary's is leading 22-0 over Greater Lowell. Marking penalty yardage against the Griffins. Inside the 40 goes the football. Inside the 35 and all the way down to the 32-yard line, where it'll be first down for St. Mary's. Again, up by the 22-0 score. Danny Lynch, a 32-yard run, TD, kick is good. We'll get Marty on here as soon as we can here.
Ooh.
So St. Mary's now from the 32-yard line, and this is Toe sweeping the right side. He runs down to the 25, to the 22. Toe with about another 10-yard run. Man, he is eating it up here tonight.
Once again.
Oh, sure. I don't have Marty here yet, right? No, okay.
You know, at Toe's size and with his juking ability and obviously a lot of lower body strength to pull out of these tackles reminds you of a Patriot who just went down injured.
Toe takes the pitch this time, sweeps the right side. He's down inside the 15, still going down to the 11-yard line. And Marty Smith is joining us right now from Marblehead. Marty, we have a score?
We do. Danny Lynch, a 32-yard touchdown run. It's put Danvers on top 6-0. Devin Smith is good, and it's 7-0 here in the second quarter. Probably the biggest statistic with 4:14 to play in the first half is that Marblehead is yet to have a first down.
Yeah, that is amazing, Marty, and that just speaks to what we talked about earlier tonight about this crushing Danvers defense. What a statement, at least so far here by Danvers, apparently.
Yeah, and Marblehead's come up tight, too, because they've kept Danvers out of the end zone on their first three possessions of the football game. Marblehead had a big fumble recovery, unable to do anything with it. Then they had to punt the football and a sportsmanlike conduct penalty. Push them back 15 yards, which is the best 49-yard drive for the Falcons. And a big sack there by the Falcons has set Marblehead now second down and 15, and they're working from their own 40-yard line, where we have 3 minutes 54 seconds to play in the first half, 7-0 Danvers here in Marblehead.
All right, Marty, great. You're way ahead of us. We still have about 9.5 minutes to play in the first half here. All right, we'll check back with you soon. Marty Smith from Marblehead. Abraham Toe went in from 11 yards out for the touchdown just here, and now the two-point conversion attempt is good. I think that's Calvin Johnson with that one, yeah.
Calvin Johnson's two-point conversion run is good.
Saugus may wish, may rue the day that they ended up scheduling Newburyport. It's now 49-0 in the third quarter. Oof. But Merrimack, Newburyport rather, has always had a very big physical team in that Cape Ann League. So no surprise there with they bring a powerhouse team.
Wow, St. Mary's up now 33-0 over Greater Lowell. Toe will kick off for St. Mary's. First half here. Brought to you in part here tonight by Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. They're located at 557 Chestnut Street in Lynn. HarringtonTrophy.com. Quality products and exceptional customer service. Harrington Trophy bringing you North Shore High School football here in 2015. Toes kick off from right to left. St. Mary's to Greater Lowell. Ground ball kick again. Rolling past one receiver from the 20 down to the 17-yard line. Taken there. And run back out to by Bryant all the way out to the 45, 47. So they get a nice return, do they, from Eli Bryant, the senior, 5'9", 185 pounds. From the 17, he goes all the way back out to the 42-yard line ever so quickly.
Yeah, this would be the second time that Greg Lowell's had excellent starting field position, Bill, just shy of the 50-yard line, but they've got to make something of it. What is surprising me is, you know, John Hoffman told us that, you know, Bryant's the second-leading scorer in Division 5 with 130 points, but we really haven't seen him. He's listed as a running back, but the coaches used him more as a receiver, going with number 22, Kyle Lemer, and number 24, Pavel August, in the backfield, and Bryant's been more split out. But the quarterback just hasn't had any time with the severe pressure being put on him by the St. Mary's defensive line to get set back there and to make any kind of throws to Bryant out either out of the flat or down the sideline. So they're going to have to find a way to combat the speed of St. Mary's.
I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns here tonight from Manning Field and Lynn for North Shore High School football on MSO News Sports. You can always contact us by using our email address at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Hand off Lima, sweeps the left side, going from right to left, turns the corner, gets over midfield down to the St. Mary's 48-yard line, so a 4-yard gain for the running back. They don't have a lot of yards, does Greater Lowell here tonight, but they've had a few plays. I think they've gotten most of the yards on their kickoff returns, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, they really do, Bill, and you know, they keep trying to sweep the edges, but St. Mary's is just able to string it out so effectively that they're not able to break a big one down the sideline.
It is a second down and about 5 to go for Greater Lowell. The handoff, runner coming near side right, turns the corner. Maybe after a 2-yard gain, he is tackled. Eli Bryant, the ball carrier.
Yeah, he came from left to right, coming right towards this, Bill, and it looked for a moment like he was going to be able to turn the edge, but again, the edge speed of St. Mary's with their defensive ends and their linebackers. They're just stringing it out and stringing it out. And all Bryant could get was 2 yards after what looked very, very promising that it might turn into more.
Calvin Johnson with the tackle there. They send Jonathan Richer out far side left and slot to the left side and a wide out to the near side right. Now slot left goes in motion up high as a halfback. Little movement. St. Mary's is saying Greater Lowell moved and the officials are blowing the flag.
Well, St. Mary's came forward into the neutral zone and one of the offensive linemen pointed to him, but there was no contact by the defensive player, so they're going to say that Greater Lowell moved.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what they are going to say. 7 minutes, 40 seconds to play. First half, 30 to nothing. St. Mary's is up on Greater Lowell here tonight, so a 5-yard penalty goes against Greater Lowell. That does not help them. Trying to put something on the board here. This game, St. Mary's has been scoring frequently here tonight, as you might have guessed. 30 to nothing the score. Wideouts, two near side right. Too far side left. Quarterback Rossetti out of the shotgun. Rossetti takes the snap, hands off to the halfback left side, who squeezes ahead maybe 2 yards up to midfield, but that is about it.
Yeah, you know, Bill, every time the Greater Lowell gets a couple of positive plays going, they have that 5-yard penalty that sets them back third and long. And they're not getting the time to throw. And so they're going to try these trap plays. And St. Mary's, again, is just closing it down, and they're forced to punt again.
Jonathan Richer wide out far side left. Slotted out to the left side is Eli Bryant. Keep an eye on him. But they're punting here on fourth down. Didn't realize it. I thought it was fourth down and seven. So they punt and get a nice punt, rolling it down to the 9-yard line. Fielded by Toe. Bounces off one defender. Comes up to the 15 and is taken down at the 20.
He literally bounced off the Greater Lowell player and bounced himself into an open area.
Yeah, you hear that? It's like kind of like a pinball.
That's exactly what it looked like. He wanted to go right. He hit the Lowell player. He bounced off him, and he looked up, and there was an opening that he was able to squirm another 3 or 4 yards out of.
I'm rubber, you're glue. But in that case, rubber won. An 11-yard return for Toe. Looked like it might be a 1-yard return for Toe when he bounced off that defender, thinking that he might be wrapped up, but not the case. So Toe, very elusive, the top St. Mary's running back. Of course, Calvin Johnson has something to say about that as well. As Calvin Johnson takes the handoff, here he comes off the left side of the line, to the 30. Forward progress should give him the first down here on this run. Out to the 30, just shy of the 31-yard line. Calvin Johnson on the carry. It is a first down for St. Mary's. We're brought to you in part tonight by the Porthole Restaurant. Try their award-winning clam chowder. The Porthole provides a great dining value, combining quality with quantity. A North Shore dining landmark. The Porthole, located on the water on the Linway in Lynn. Yeah, the Porthole Restaurant. Just under 6 minutes now to play. St. Mary's with the football, running the football. Although they've thrown for two passing touchdowns here tonight. Toe takes the pitch, comes to the right side, up to the 36. Gain of 5 yards for Toe.
Andrew Latasa of Glossop gets in on the scoring parade as he punches one in from a yard out, 21-0. Gloucester over Winthrop.
Again, the score from Marblehead. Marty Smith reporting it's a one touchdown in the game, and it's been scored by Danvers High School.
Yeah, Phil Stace is reporting that Marblehead's getting a little offensive. They got two passes for first downs, a 25-yarder and a 14-yarder by Garrett Keel.
Here's a run play. Johnson taking it, coming around the left side. He may be close again to another first down. Yes, he's got it out to just about the 43-yard line. A couple of yards to spare.
You know, you're talking about Danvers' defense, Bill. They held on fourth and four from the 15-yard line as Keel's pass just went out of the reach of Harry Craig. So, again, Danvers, with that stiff defense, keeps Marblehead out of the end zone.
Tim Phelps, Lynn Classical team, is leading Salem at the half 14 to nothing. And Linfield is up on their opponent here tonight, 29-7 in that contest. Linfield playing Triton, Cape Ann League matchup there. Hand off to is this Silvestri? Yeah, straight ahead. He's got a hold. Right, the fullback down to the 40. And finally, barreling his way to about the 37.
You know, Bill, John Hoffman again was, we were talking before the game, and he was saying how young St. Mary's is. They have only six seniors on this particular team. And, of course, Abraham Toe, as you mentioned, is only a junior, which is incredible. Calvin Johnson is a sophomore. So all these guys are going to be coming back. The quarterback, Antonio Felix, is a senior. But, boy, you've got that kind of talent in your underclasses. We can see, we can envision next year St. Mary's fielding possibly an even stronger team.
Now the rush for St. Mary's for a first down to the 26-yard line. Snap to give us to Toe off the right side of the line. Taking the pitch now back left to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. And he's brought down inside the 10 at about a 7, at the 7, but it's a first down. And about almost a 17-yard run for Abraham Toe.
You know, Bill, at times like this that, you know, we're able to sit here in peace and security and comfort, that the world around us just seems to be spinning out of control. Lisa Yu from WBZ is now reporting that the deputy mayor of Paris has said that the death toll at the Bataclan Concert Hall is right now standing at 118 people. So certainly our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Paris as they deal with this tragedy.
Silvestri taking the handoff for St. Mary's, and he rushes in from 7 yards out for the St. Mary's touchdown, putting them up on top here, 36-0. Yep, a tragedy, and that story was breaking this afternoon. I did flip the TV on for a moment, but I really did not hear a lot of news on that as I was heading over here tonight. And I know you were in the car a little later than I was.
Yeah, I was listening to a sports talk show out of England, and they immediately broke the story when it initially hit the news waves. And the death toll at that time was certainly significantly lower, and they were just waiting on more details.
The two-point conversion was a rush, and it was good, but there's a flag down. And so they will.
Beverly is over Haverhill, 7-0 at halftime.
Yeah, penalty against St. Mary's. Four minutes, 3 seconds to play, first half. North Shore Sports Night, Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns right here on MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's sports talk show. Wish Essex Tech a lot of luck tomorrow as they are playing in the D6 tournament at Malden Catholic against Mystic Valley. That's a 4 o'clock kickoff for Essex Tech tomorrow. So quarterback out throwing for the two-point conversion. It's picked off. Run back up to the 15-20-yard line. Receiver is finally pushed to the sidelines and out of bounds up by the 40. The interceptor, I should say. So the two-point conversion pass fails. Bryant intercepting that for Eli Bryant is a senior. Yeah, Abraham Toe, you're right, Tim, just a junior. And then Calvin Johnson is a 6 foot sophomore. Sophomore.
6 foot 190. What do you think he's going to be back in next year?
He's a revered. Do you think Coach Lou Ciccatelli misses him?
Ooh.
Huh? Oh my gosh, yeah.
He'll have the transfer papers on the in his mailbox tomorrow.
Toe is from Lynn. St. Lynn Classical is up on Salem 14-0 at the half, and Danvers is leading Marblehead 7-0. So Danvers pitching another shutout. It was a great pitching staff back when we were growing up. Tim, I'm thinking of the
68 Orioles.
The 68 Orioles.
420 game winners.
The Cardinals, yeah, the 68 Orioles, 420 game winners. Tom Phoebus was one of those, right? Or did he have the 19?
Yeah.
Phoebus had 20 that year, didn't he?
Who's that?
Phoebus, Tom Phoebus. He was one of their pitchers. Here's a return for Greater Lowell. It's Adonis Najin runs it out to about the 45 on the kickoff return.
Palmer, McNally, Dobson, and Cuellar.
Cuellar.
Like,
but I think Phoebus then had a
he had
a bunch of wins that year.
Too. Yes, yeah. He did. Yeah. What's his name out of
Cuellar.
Hat?
Cuellar. That's right. I like Cuellar. I always like, you know.
They were,
well, who could not like all of those pitchers, to be honest with you? The Palmer.
That whole Orioles team.
Oh, my gosh.
The O's have always been my second favorite team in the American League.
Ball to the 46-yard line. First down for Greater Lowell, trailing 36-0, and it's a run play straight ahead for 2 yards.
Number 88 for St. Mary's. I have to chuckle because he ran onto the field late. I hope I pronounced this right. Poida ran onto the field. Defensive line.
Poida is good.
Ran onto the field, immediately get into the backfield and assisted on the tackle. He almost missed the play.
Hey, don't start without me.
And there he is again with an assist.
Greater Lowell thinking, we should have snapped before this Poida came out on the field.
Hey, better late than ever. He got there.
But hope to have Jeff Newhall, the athletic director from St. Mary's, joining us at the half. Here we're brought to you in part tonight by Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance. Now motion from right to left for Greater Lowell, 3rd and 13. Simonetti, the quarterback, throws it out on the left. Rossetti, incomplete throw.
Yeah, that was way behind the intended receiver. He was just looking for a spot to throw it to that it wouldn't get in any trouble.
Well, he did that. So now it's another fourth down here, and Greater Lowell is struggling here tonight, as it turns out, against the St. Mary's team.
Well, I don't think they've seen a team with this kind of speed, Bill. Let's see, Bass Snap attempted damage punt, gives Marblehead possession at the damage 31. Ooh, that's something you don't want to do.
Offensive plays so far from Phil Stacy, Danvers 31, Marblehead 14. Here's the punt. Good punt for Greater Lowell. Fielded at the 17-yard line. Flag goes down on the return. Toes up to the 40. Down to midfield. Pushed out of bounds at the 42 of St. Mary's.
Yeah, that could be a block in the back because the Greater Lowell defender went flying down the field. And unfortunately, that block sprung Toby. He caught it with the foot planted, and he just bolted from the starting gate. He really didn't need that block. That's what frustrates a coach is when you get those blocking in the back penalties, and the running back did not need that kind of assist. He was already basically by the Greater Lowell player when the push took place, and now you're going to be starting back at your own. Let's see, that's the spot of the foul of the 21. So you're going to go back to the 11-yard line, which really hasn't bothered St. Mary's a whole lot tonight with 36 points on the board with the first half about to come to an end.
Oh, looking at that Marblehead Danvers winner, Concord Carlisle now up on Melrose at the half 20-10.
Ouch.
Maybe you had that earlier.
No, that's the first update that's been up there.
20-10, Concord Carlisle up on Melrose. Concord Carlisle, I think, has both girls and boys soccer teams in the tournament as well, so they've had a great fall season at Concord Carlisle.
Yeah, they certainly have.
They're playing in the north. We'll run down that list of tournament games. A lot of them happening right here at Manning Field this weekend when we get a chance here. 2 minutes to play, first half. 36-0 our score. St. Mary's is leading Greater Lowell, but they've got about a second down and 11 to the Spartans from their own 10. Their quarterback rushes in from the sidelines, Antonio Felix. He's 5'7", 165-pound senior. Comes right up behind center. Got a double wing formation look. Everything's tight with Coach Matt Durgan in the offense. Although they've thrown for 2 touchdown passes here tonight, both to Calvin Johnson. Here's Johnson taking the handoff. He's out to the 35. About a 5-yard gain or 4-yard gain for Johnson.
What's really impressive about both Johnson and Abraham Toe, the running back for St. Mary's, Bill, is that they're very patient runners. They let the guy and the blockers just get into the second level, and they just wait for those blockers to chip a defender to turn them one way or the other, and they're just very, very nimble. It's almost like they're continually doing the rope drill for the quickness, and they're just cutting back left and right, reading the block in front of them, and then when they see the opening, bang, they're gone.
Well, Toe's had a great career here already, just a junior here at St. Mary's High School. He takes this handoff, cuts up the middle from the left side. He's to about the 17-yard line.
Yeah, we
saw them to the 21.
We did St. Mary's at the beginning of the year, and They 7-0 Denver's at the half, Marty Smith is reporting. And so they managed to hold off Marblehead, despite Marblehead having very good field position.
Yeah, that's huge.
You got that message before I did. You must have a better phone. I just got
this
that.
Is a new phone. I finally have got a new phone.
I guess you must. 4G is a lot faster than 3G.
I don't even know how many G's I have. Do I have a?
Oh, I'm sure.
Can you tell how many G's I have?
That's a brand new phone. I'm sure they're all the new.
It's not the newest model though. It's
well, mine's like 3 years old. So.
Yeah, well, my yeah.
That's definitely. I mean, the
all my family had gone through all our upgrades. For several times while I was passed on the upgrades.
Yeah. I say I'm still thinking about going back to my old flip phone.
36. I have a friend down in Florida who was up visiting a few weeks ago, and
13,
he has the old flip phone.
Yep. I keep it on hand just when these die. I get down to my carrier Verizon. I go, hey, fire this thing up.
All right, we'll step aside. We've got a quick timeout here. We're back with more just ahead. Stay with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Red Sox acquire right-handed pitcher Craig Kimbrell from San Diego.
Do you know that guy?
Nope. Four-time All-Star.
There you go.
USA Soccer. Fabian Johnson.
Newburyport up on Saugus now, 49-6 tonight. Fenwick beats East Boston, I guess. I didn't. They're 8-2 now. I don't have a score on that game. And again, Danvers is leading Marblehead 7-0 at the half in Marblehead. Wow, I am just amazed at this Danvers story. I think it's just an incredible story. Congratulations to what they've been able to do so far. Game's not over yet. I get it. Here's a long throw upfield, wow. And it's intercepted at the 42 by Greater Lowell, and they're going to run it back to the 30 of St. Mary's, down to the 24. But there's a flag down, and you would think this is going to be a blocking call against Greater Lowell, but I see a couple of Greater Lowell players clapping here, so I might have missed something there. So this may be against St. Mary's. That's the flag was earlier. Oh, the half has come to an end. Oh, wow, okay. That happened quickly. All of a sudden, the half does come to an end.
I think it may have been an illegal block on the return. St. Mary's declined and let the half run out.
Gotcha. That's what it would have to be, I would think. All right, so we're at the half here, so hang in there with us. 36-0. St. Mary's is up on Greater Lowell here tonight on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts. The only way to go.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
This is MoreStuffOnline.com, the halftime show, brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
All right, welcome back. Now you can hear a little bit. Jeff Newhall is with us, the athletic director at St. Mary's High School. And Jeff, I guess some reaction to what's happened here in the first half. A 36-0 lead for St. Mary's.
Yeah, we're dominating the game both ways right now, and I think it starts up front. The linemen are really coming off the football, led by Liam Reddy, and we obviously have two super talented backs, and the quarterback threw the ball. When we had the wind, the two times he had to, and he put it right in the money.
Yeah, those were that first pass was just perfectly executed because, you're definitely thinking St. Mary's is going to run, right. But bang, right out of the, get the football at the 31 and toss it in for the, and Calvin Johnson's wide open. He looks like a nice receiver when he wants to catch.
Yeah, he's, I think that's been kind of the key to this run. We have, we do have the capabilities to throw the ball, spread it out and throw it. At the first playoff game against Greer Lawrence, we had five touchdown passes, and then I think last week against Fenwick, I don't think we attempted many passes. It was kind of a grinded out power football game.
Yeah, I think I read where it was just the one pass, but that was a great game for St. Mary's to go up there to win last Friday.
Yeah, it's been we definitely a rivalry. It's been great over the last 5 or 6 years. We actually beat them over there. We're the last team to beat them prior to that, and they were actually going in that year. They were at the goal line, and they fumbled the ball. But, with the teams being so close and what was at stake, the kids played exceptionally well.
The team is so fast, and they're so young, and they're so disciplined.
Yeah.
Certainly, they're drinking the juice, and they believe in the system.
Yep.
That he's brought in and continues to develop at St. Mary's.
Yeah, I think it's, there's no doubt about it that it starts at the top, and, we're very lucky to have, one of, if not the best coach in the area. And, this isn't 10 or 11 weeks between August and Thanksgiving. These kids are in the weight room year-round. They play other sports, but there's a lot of work that goes into it, but they certainly are disciplined, and the system, the way it's coached is tough to stop when it gets going.
Jeff, I want to ask you, you've had a lot of other success with other teams this fall. Maybe just share that with us.
Yeah, we're having a great fall. Our boys and girls soccer team are playing in the North Finals tomorrow. The boys are playing Boston International. The girls have Manchester. Our cross-country team's running tomorrow for the state championship. They're 14-0. Our cheerleaders made the regionals, and our golf team was in the North Final as well. So we've had an exceptional fall, no question about it, and there's a lot of excitement around the school.
So is there anybody left to be in the classroom?
I think there's six kids.
Now, that puts a lot of pressure on the girls' basketball coach at St. Mary's for the winter, doesn't it, Jeff?
Well, the thing is I was telling someone today, you know, the good thing about this is by the time this is all said and done, I'm going to look down and say, geez, basketball starts tomorrow because, you know, sometimes things don't go that well and you got 6 weeks to get ready. But they might have 6 hours this year, which would be fine with me.
Yeah, but the kids will all be in shape.
Yeah, somewhat.
All right, how many kids transition from fall sports into winter sports at the high school?
You know, we don't have a ton of kids. I mean, we have 400 and just over 400 kids in the high school. And, you know, depending on, we usually have between 65 and 70% of the kids playing a sport. So most of the kids are two, if not three, sport athletes at some level.
And the coaches just love to see that because a multi-sport athlete is much better conditioned because the whole body stays in shape because you're constantly using all the different muscles that, you know, that you have, and if that relieves the stress that a lot of single-sport athletes put on the body.
Right, and I think that's when you see a lot of the, you know, I think Wayne Gretzky come out with something earlier in the fall saying, you know, his kids or what they should be playing two or three sports because you know, the kids that play one sport year-round are the ones that usually have the injury because, like you said, they press on the same stuff every day.
And they also tend to burn out.
Yeah, right, and you're stressing the same exact things every day. And let's face it, your body can only take so much.
Jeff, last question. I want to just touch base with you on Christmas tournaments or holiday tournaments. Do you have any holiday hoop tournaments at St. Mary's this year?
We're hosting the Lynn tournament, the Walter Bovarini tournament. I think this is the 11th or 12th year. St. Mary's Lynn Classical, Lynn English, Lynn Tech on the boys' side. On the girls' side, Lynn Tech is out this year. They dropped out, but we were able to get Swampscott. So we got Swampscott Classical, English, and St. Mary's girls.
Oh, wow,
and
that's great.
What is that, the 27th and 28th of December. So that'll definitely be a fun time. You know, we got Thanksgiving, then we have that, so a lot of local flavor.
Gotcha. All right. Jeff, anything else you want to share with us? Or?
No, that's it. Just thanks again to you guys for coming down and do the game.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Good to see you. All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, that's Jeff Newhall, the athletic director at St. Mary's High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
Marty Smith is expecting a call?
Yeah, we'll give him a call just ahead here.
All right? Okay.
All right, sounds good. We're here 36-0. It's the half with St. Mary's up on Greater Lowell. We'll back with more just ahead.
The Lynn Auditorium has some great shows coming to the North Shore soon. Treat yourself to an evening out in a comfortable premier entertainment venue. Upcoming shows include Melissa Etheridge, Friday, January 15th. The following night, Saturday the 16th, Get the Lead Out, the Led Zeppelin tribute band. Then Chicago arrives Friday, February 5th. Johnny Mathis on his 60th anniversary concert tour comes Friday, April 8th. For more shows, more information, visit LynnAuditorium.com or call 781-599-SHOW or contact Ticketmaster.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
This is MoreStuffOnline.com, the halftime show, brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
On board with us right now is Marty Smith, reporting from Danvers, reporting from Marblehead on the Danvers-Marblehead game. I had two chances to get that right, and I failed.
Move over, Bill. I'm ready to take over.
Too many moving chainsaws, that's all.
That's right. Yeah, there you go. So 7-0 Danvers at the half. And again, this is a stunning story about the Danvers defense here this year.
There's no question. And what was kind of lost in the shuffle in the first half is that Matt Andreas came out during the opening possession on offense for the Danvers Falcons, and Dean Borders came in and played quarterback for the remainder of that possession. Andreas came out and played the first couple of plays on defense and hasn't been seen from since. And that has led Dean Borders to be quarterback for some of the plays for Danvers, and then Danvers has gone to the direct snap to Danny Lynch on several plays, and it was that direct snap to Lynch that led to the touchdown that Danvers have. Garrett Keough has had only two complete passes. He had a 28-yard pass to Manny Sears and then a 14-yard pass to Harry Craig. And they were the only two first downs that Marblehead had in the first half. And in terms of plays, Marblehead with two first downs, 19 plays from scrimmage for 73 yards, Keough 9 for 13 with 63 yards. Take out those two passes, and the averages are very low. Danvers, 35 plays at 118 yards with essentially three different quarterbacks, and that's how we've gotten to 7-0 here to start the second half. The teams are out on the field, and we are going to have the second half kickoff. Marblehead will start the second half with the football.
You know, Marty, it's I just wanted to mention, I remember the Marblehead-Beverly game at Endicott College, and Marblehead
yes.
struggled in the first half, but they came out in the second half. So, you know, maybe this is a team that's rallied back in, late and in other games. So, you know, this we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether Andreas comes back out or not. You know, you wonder how long that they can go with not a gimmick play or a gadget play, but going to that direct snap as often as they've had to, because we've really only seen two looks at the offense for Denver since then.
All right, Marty, we'll be in touch. All right, thanks, and call us when something else happens. All right. All right. That's Marty Smith, and he is in Marblehead tonight. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com. Here, St. Mary's is leading Greater Lowell 36-0 as we're about to start the second half.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans.
Back at Manning Field and Lynn, ready for the second half. It's the St. Mary's kickoff to Greater Lowell from left to right, fielded and run back out to the 31-yard line. So we're back and underway here at Manning Field. 36-0 the score. St. Mary's is up on Greater Lowell here tonight.
All right, Bill, here's one of the reasons why. First half, Greater Lowell had 44 yards of offense, 19 running, 25 passing. They had three first downs, and one of those was via the penalty. Total domination offensively and defensively by the Spartans here at Manning Field.
And it's a handoff right away as Greater Lowell takes over. And, again, I've mentioned they're at their 31.
And they didn't get – they're just shy of the 31 on second down as, once again, Poit Da, the left defensive end for St. Mary's, chases down the running back, number 24, Pavel Auguste, for Greater Lowell, and again, Auguste is 5'8", 170, and the man chasing him down is 5'11", 208, and Dar is out there at the corner before Auguste is. He's almost waiting for him.
Oh, man. And this is another sweep to the right side for St. Mary, for Greater Lowell, as they get a yard or two out near the 33-yard line. But that is going to be just about it.
I'd say another great play by Da, left defensive end, just stood his man up as the play developed, and it was designed to go outside, but the running back cut it up inside, and he was right there to make the tackle. He shed the blocker and made the tackle. Great holding of his position. Again, Coach Durgan has just got these guys playing at such a high level.
Third down and 8 for Greater Lowell from the 33 or so. Here's the quarterback screening one out on the left side. The catch is made in the backfield, but no game. The receiver there was Kyle Lima, catching into the backfield. That's about the. It's not the first time that Rossetti has thrown that backwards pass, where if it's not caught, it's a fumble, but it was caught.
Shane O'Neill, senior linebacker, strung that play out. He didn't make. He had an assist on the tackle, but he strung it out long enough for number 20, Nick Colicchetti, to come in and make the hit and bring him down. And then, again, Shane O'Neill was able to help finish him off, but he slowed the play down.
And tipped. The punt is tipped, right, and it rolls only up to about the 45-yard line in Greater Lowell territory. And so St. Mary's will get the football at the Greater Lowell 44. Sakowicz credited with the tip of the punt. We'll call it the 45.
Just penetration after penetration, Bill, by the St. Mary's linemen here tonight. Off the wing, up the middle. It doesn't matter. They're just taking everything away from the Greater Lowell offense.
We're going to share with you some of the events coming up here at Manning Field and other games as well, non-football games coming up this weekend as we roll through this second half here. 36-0, St. Mary's leads. They have the ball at the 45 of Greater Lowell. This time Abraham Toe takes the handoff, 40, 35, 30 down the right sidelines, 20, cuts back inside to the 10, goes all the way in for a 45-yard touchdown run. First play for St. Mary's as they run their first play of the second half.
Great speed, great cutting ability, great vision as he turned the corner, came down the sideline, and actually split between two defenders who had a shot at him and just ran away from them into the end zone. That's an amazing little talent, this guy.
I really thought that they were going to run him out of bounds at around the 20, but he stayed in bounds on that run.
Yep, he saw the gap. He did a quick step, and he shifted his body weight, and he just cut towards the hash marks in the middle of the field and went in untouched from the 20-yard line, Bill.
42-0, two-point conversion attempt. St. Mary's, Toe takes the pitch, comes to the right side,
wow.
Rolls over a defender and into the end zone. For a touch for the two-point conversion. He ran right over Richard Lopez, who's 6 foot 185 pounds.
He took him on straight up and laid him on his. He pancaked the defender with the ball. Normally, it's an offensive lineman pancaking a defensive player, but here was the running back pancaking a defensive lineman.
Oh, my.
Well, he had a head of steam, I'll tell you. and he gets it in gear really, really quick, as well as Calvin Johnson. I mean, what a dual threat coming back next year for St. Mary's. Hate to get ahead of ourselves, but my God, when they're with a, you know, a year under their belt and a year bigger and stronger, those guys are going to menace that Catholic League.
Mm. Toe will kick off.
I can see a lot of Catholic schools becoming Protestant next year.
Or saying a lot more prayers, possibly, right?
Great kick.
You don't want to just leave the prayers to St. Mary's here. Here's the kickoff, goes all the way down to the goal line, fielded there on the hop, and turned and run back out to the 20-yard line. So it turns out to be a decent return by Pavel Auguste for Greater Lowell, but they'll start at their 20.
Yeah, that sound you hear in the background is the wind whipping around the shield tonight. It's not an EKG being performed on me at this time. I've had two of those in the last couple of weeks.
That's not good. So they start at the 20.
Be able to adjust that wind a little bit here. Oops. Oh, that'll do. That sound was Bill dropping the headset. Serenity.
Hope you folks are still with us here tonight. It's a Friday night North Shore High School football night here on MSONewsSports.com. Let me tell you, we had a timeout, I believe, called here by, I think it was Greater Lowell. Boys soccer coming up this weekend. Division II, Masconomet takes on Concord-Carlisle Monday, 7 o'clock here at Manning Field. Division III boys, Swampscott versus Wakefield, Sunday, 11 a.m. here at Manning Field. And Division IV, St. Mary's takes on Boston International Saturday at 1, also right here at Manning Field. And the quarterback for Greater Lowell, Nick Rossetti, is swarmed back at the 15-yard line and sacked on the first down play. A loss of 5 yards for Rossetti. Girls soccer, teams left in four divisions from the North Shore. Peabody and D1 takes on Lincoln Sudbury Sunday here at Manning Field, 5:45. Marblehead beats Concord-Carlisle Monday at 5 here at Manning. Bishop Fenwick in 3 takes on North Reading Sunday at 1:15. St. Mary's in D4 takes on Manchester Essex Saturday tomorrow at 3:15. That's the girls' soccer here at Manning Field. Rossetti rolling right side, second down 15, throws up field. Is it a catch? No, it's incomplete at the 23.
Yeah, thrown short, ball bounced up. Beverly's now leading Haverhill 21-7 with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Gloucester increases lead to 28-0 on Kristen Sanfilippo's second touchdown of the evening in Gloucester. Alex Militello with his fourth PAT of the evening. He's got 10 points for the night. So if you're in your fantasy league, you're scoring big time with Alex Militello.
Third down and 15 for Greater Lowell. Rossetti, the quarterback, he's 5'7", 150 pounds, drops the pass, and now does the quarterback draw thing. To the 20, that's it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Good hit there. Who made that stop?
I'm looking at him, but he won't. Get number 76. Number 30.
30? Okay.
30. Nope. Not 30. 30.
Oh, 31.
George Freeman. 5'6", 160, freshman. Wow, that was ball awareness. He played his position, came up quick, and made the solid stick.
They got a punt here, fourth down and 10, and the punt is knocked out to midfield off the foot of Dylan Bogatz, and he gets it down to about the 44 with no return.
Marblehead came up just inches short on fourth down after getting two first down runs on their initial possession of the second quarter, and Danny Lynch ripped off 27 yards on two plays for the Falcons. So the Falcons are soaring, and Marblehead needs a little bit of magic, Bill. I want to play that one back for Dan Bauer later.
The folks who were not listening earlier or did not listen to the Panther preview with Tim Kearns and Dan Bauer, well, maybe we'll fill you in on that in a moment. So now here's St. Mary's with a football again, leading 44-0 here, third quarter. And it's a run play to the right. I think this is Toe for, is it Toe? Or is he out of the game now? Different quarterback in the game now for St. Mary's. They're going to be running in some different players here, I guess.
Marlon Scott's in the backfield for St. Mary's, number 5.
And here we go. So we'll check some of these new players. So, yeah, it looks like some different players in here, as you might expect at this point. Coach Durgan mixing it up a little bit here. Ball from the 45, second down and 9. The quarterback is Connor Donahue, number 15, handing off for a couple of yards on the run. Field hockey, Manchester Essex in D2 takes on Watertown tomorrow at 11 o'clock at North Andover High School. And in volleyball, Linfield still alive in D3 taking on Austin Prep Saturday at noon at Tewksbury. So those in the last 5 minutes or so, those are the North Shore teams still alive in postseason play here on the North Shore in non-football action. And, of course, there's some cross-country events, as Jeff Newhall was referring to in our halftime interview with the St. Mary's Athletic Director. Handoff to Marlon Scott, sweeps the left side. Look out, 40 down to the 30, ripped down at about the 25-yard line or 26. Marlon Scott with a run for St. Mary's.
And again, Scott, another one of those underclassmen. He's only a sophomore. Let's see.
Revere beat Lynn English tonight, 26-6. Yeah. They're now 7-3.
Yeah, congratulations to Coach Ciccatelli and his Patriots. One more game to go.
Actually, your interview with between a story that Phil Stacey had and your interview with Bauer, I mean, there was some parity in the NEC with the Reveres, the Danvers, Marblehead, and Beverly. And it doesn't necessarily look that way on the records. Here's a run, short run to the left side.
Yeah, Nino Echeverria, yep. Another sophomore in there at the fullback position. Again, getting time, stringing it out, gain a couple yard gain, keep the clock moving, you know, keep moving the chains.
So 26-6, Revere beating Lynn English tonight.
Mike Cody to John Philpott, a two-yard score. Gloss is up 34-0. Probably will be 35 in a moment after Alex Militello gets done kicking the extra point. Andreas is out of the game for Danvers. Danny Lynch running like mad, reports Scott Cooper. Mm. They're also using their fourth quarterback of the evening. Captain Savitali was taking direct snap for the Falcons as well. So everybody's going to get a shot at getting the ball from center tonight against Danvers to keep Marblehead off balance.
Trying to figure out here, get the latest on the St. Mary's score. I mean, on the Salem-Lynn Classical score. I think we'll have it for you in a moment here. I guess it's still 14-0 Classical now in the second half, leading Salem up in Salem here tonight. And this is James Brunfield running, trying to come free of a tackle or two down low, but finally succumbs after a gain of 1 or 2 yards to the 23.
Yeah, you know, with only 6 innings on the whole team for St. Mary's, everybody he's running in there is a freshman or a sophomore, and here comes number 15, Connor Donahue, 5'4", 115-pound freshman. He's a quarterback, so it looks like he's going to take a couple of snaps here.
Danvers is now leading 13-0 with 2:07 left in the third.
Whoa. That's huge.
And this is a penalty coming up here, a procedure call against Classical. They were handing it off to Marlon Scott, again, who's wing right, sweeping to the left side.
And that 13-0, you know, Marblehead gets some offense going, and that missed extra point might come back to haunt them, but the way that the defense is playing, I don't think they're concerned about that right at this moment.
Now,
2:52 to go in this quarter, and Mr. Smith is chiming in. Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, Marty letting us know about that that Lynch 2-yard touchdown run. So the kick is no good. So it's 13-0. 2:07 to play there in the third period. Here we have 2:31 to play third period. Pitch play, same play again. This is Scott sweeping left side. And he basically just gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe struggles ahead for one more yard. He's down to around the 25-yard line or so in Greater Lowell territory. And St. Mary's is up on top here, 44-0.
Do you want me to call you?
Do I want you to call me?
Well, I get a message call when you want.
Oh. It's a group text. We'll call Marty. We'll have to give him a call right here. I think we can afford it. We got a fourth down here and about 7 here for St. Mary's.
Well, you're talking about picking up the slack. Danny Lynch for Davis, 21 carries, 172 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
All right, and here's a sweep and a run play to the right side, and running it in for the touchdown. No, we got a flag.
James Brunfield will not get a touchdown.
All right, so let's bring in Marty Smith. So Marty's 13-0 Danvers.
And it has been the wind show here in the third quarter as Danny Lynch ran 69 yards on 11 plays in a touchdown drive that ran 12 plays for 73 yards in 6 minutes and 39 seconds. The last was a 2-yard scamper over the right side, and it is 13-0. The kick after is no good. And we're 13-0 here with a minute and 18 seconds to play. The Marblehead was on a drive here, and they are down at the 27-yard line of the Danvers Falcons, but we have an injury timeout on the field here.
Okay, so let me. So just to be clear now again, Marblehead is at the Danvers 27 right now at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. So here, Marty, we're at 44-0. St. Mary's up large here on Greater Lowell here in the third quarter. So we'll be back. We'll check back with you a little later then. Okay?
We'll check in shortly. Thanks.
Okay, take care. Yep, bye-bye.
Well, the best way to deal with the Marblehead offense is not let them have the ball. And they're getting almost a 7-minute drive in the third quarter. That, you know, just you're just setting yourself up for success. Again, but ball control.
But you know what's remarkable about this Danvers team, their defense, rather, is the fact their offense hasn't been unbelievable. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's not like they're putting 44 points on the board here like St. Mary's is. They got two touchdowns against Tewksbury and won that game last week. And here they have two touchdowns, missed an extra point, and they're up 13-0 over Marblehead, a team which has a pretty solid offense coming into the game at 9-1 this year, and they just pretty much shut them down. I mean, it sounds like they've bent but not broken.
Yeah, the third quarter here is running down with about 40 seconds left to go, and Nick Rossetti ran for about a 7-8-yard gain.
And this is a handoff to Bryant, sweeps the right side. He's got the first down for Greater Lowell out to the 40-yard line.
This is the first time I can recall actually seeing Bryant take the ball on a handoff out of the backfield the entire game. And I, you know, from what we heard from John Hoffman, again, at the beginning of the game, as I noted earlier, I thought we'd just see handoff to this guy time and time again and let him battle out with Abraham Toe to see who was going to have the most yardage.
Well, he does wideouts, and he has some receiving touchdowns. They played Lynn Tech earlier this year. Rossetti fakes the handoff to one back, gives it off to Lima, comes near side left, pushes up over the 45.
And we got a major league scrum going right there.
Very close to a first down, but he'll be 1 yard short for sure. And now when the words "for sure" come out of my mouth, oh, yeah, it is, 1 yard short. Ball to the 49. They need to get to the midfield stripe. And is that it? That's it for the end of the third quarter. We've come to an end. Hang in there with us here on MSONewsSports.com. It is 44-0. Lynn, St. Mary's, rather, leading Greater Lowell.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's Columbia Insurance Agency.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
We're back here at Manning Field in Lynn. I'm Bill Newell with Tim Kearns. Classical up now, would you say 21-0 over Salem?
21-0, yep.
Okay. I know Salem was threatening a moment ago. And Greater Lowell with a third down and short runs it sweep to the right side. They've got a first down, needed 1 yard. They pick up 6 yards down to the 45. The ball carrier was Eli Bryant, the senior, 5'9", 185 pounds. While we're away, Danvers, Marblehead has scored, but it's 13-6, I believe that's the score. We'll check in with Marty as soon as we can here. Ball to the 45 where it's first and 10 for Greater Lowell. Just underway, fourth quarter, 44-0. St. Mary's is leading, and the running back, Bryant, is set up, stood up right at the midfield stripe. A loss of 5 yards right there. And the tackle was made there by Anthony Delvecchio. So a good hit by Delvecchio.
Yeah, he got great penetration on that play. Bryant had just taken the handoff, and he just got stopped dead in his tracks. And Delvecchio brought him down.
Yeah, Matt Keogh to Sears for their 24-yard TD. And for Marblehead, that combination has worked a few times this year. Very explosive, Keogh to Sears. Here's a Rossetti rolling out left side, passes it onto the left side. Bryant makes the catch out of the backfield, sprints down the left sideline, 30, 20, 10. Dancing down the sideline, staying in bounds, I believe, and into the end zone for a 45-yard touchdown pass.
Well, he took the pass out in the flat, and he had one man to beat. He gave him the stiff arm as he headed to the sideline, then tiptoed down the last 25 yards. Great display there. Again, that's what we expect to see more of during the course of this game, and it's the first time he's really been able to get outside the St. Mary's defensive contain and use his speed. So Greater Lowell finally on the board with 9:09 left in the contest.
Rossetti to Eli Bryant, 45 yards. It was a catch and run. And the two-point conversion attempt, Rossetti keeps it, sweeps the right side and goes in.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they sealed it off very, very effectively from the get-go.
And Nicholas Rossetti runs in the two-point conversion. And perfect timing. Marty Smith is with us. We just had a Greater Lowell score, so we're at 44-8 right now. And, Marty, what's going on?
On the ensuing kickoff after the Denver score, Mark Cohen brought the kickoff back 28 yards up to the 48-yard line, and that's where the Marblehead started off. First and 10 from their own 48. It only took 4 plays, highlighted by a 24-yard touchdown pass to Manny Sears from Garrett Keogh. Made the score 6-0. The point after attempt was deflected, and we're 13-6, opening drive of the fourth quarter in Marblehead.
Marty, are you in a spot, I'm just thinking a little bit ahead here, where to possibly do any play-by-play later on, or is it kind of a tough situation?
It's tough to see from here.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. All right, that's all. Just asking you. Okay. All right, so keep us posted. All right, sounds good. That's Marty Smith from Marblehead.
Well, the ebb and flow continues in the Melrose-Concord-Carlisle game. Melrose now in front 24-20. And on the ensuing kickoff, we have a flag.
We had an onside kick attempt by Greater Lowell, but I don't think it went far enough. Marty Smith is back with us. Marty, what's up? Maybe a mistake.
Maybe he's not back with us.
So are they picking up the flag, are they? Greater Lowell covered up the kick, but it didn't go the 10 yards, and so St. Mary's will have the football at the 48. And that's the Greater Lowell 48, so that's not good. So 6 straight touchdowns by St. Mary's. Finally, the streak is broken on the 45-yard pass from Rossetti to Bryant for Greater Lowell. We have 8:14 to play here in this football game. 44-8 the score.
And again, St. Mary's here with 8:04 left to go. It's going to look to somebody to grind this out, get several first downs. Whether they score or not is inconsequential, and as soon as I say that, number 9 just takes off. James Brunfield run for the first down to roughly the 32.
32-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, so Brumfield, the ball carrier. We've seen Connor Donahue come in to replace Antonio Felix as the quarterback here tonight. First down for St. Mary's at the 32 of Greater Lowell. Let's just, yeah, it's still Donahue, Connor Donahue, the freshman quarterback. He's out of Lynn and quarterbacking for St. Mary's. Hands off to the running back, Scott, sweeps the left side to the 30. Still chugging his way inside the 30 to the 25 and still going down to about the 23. So he's very close to a first down.
Yeah, one of the Greater Lowell defensive players tried to just arm tackle him up high, and he just rotated, just spun the body right out of that attempted tackle and continued down the field.
So there, he is really 2 yards short of a first down. Didn't get a great spot on that, but you wouldn't expect to with this score at this time. And this time it's a handoff to the wing right, Josh Mateo, sweeping the left side, but he's taken down in the backfield.
Yeah, it looks about a two-yard loss on the play. Again, keep the ball in play, keep the clock moving.
Tim, just thinking of our post game here. 24, but your ball is on the 29-yard line, rather. 6.5 minutes to play here. You're listening to MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns. Single setback in behind the quarterback, Connor Donahue. And the pitch goes off to Brumfield, sweeps the right side, all the way down inside the 20 to the 10. Out of bounds around the 5, maybe the 6.
Okay, great blocking by the offensive line and the slot receiver to come in and just seal the corner, and Brumfield just took off, and he had nothing but open space ahead of him to, again, get that first down.
They'll place the ball at the 8, where it'll be first and goal for St. Mary's at that point.
Again, push it up the middle, push it up the middle, push it up the middle.
Running back.
You know you can beat into the corners.
Wing right, wing left. Quarterback right up behind center. Hand off to Brumfield, and he is taken down at about the 9-yard line. Does not go down easily, does Brumfield, and there were about 5 or 6 Griffins there to try to take him down.
5'9", 160, but he runs a lot bigger than that, that's for sure.
Yeah, and again, he's a sophomore, Brumfield. Both these two teams coming in tonight at 7-2. St. Mary's the number 4 seed in the D5 North Tournament, while Greater Lowell came in as the 6th seed. Both teams had won 2 playoff games to arrive at this game tonight at Manning Field and Lynn. St. Mary's defeated Greater Lawrence 46-22, and last week beat Bishop Fenwick 24-6 in Peabody, while Greater Lowell knocked off Madison Park 41-22, and then last week topped East Boston 25-8. And a thing of note here that Greater Lowell team out of Tingsboro was 1-10 one year ago, and here they are winning 2 postseason games and apparently stopped here tonight by St. Mary's High School. Here's Brumfield again taking the handoff. Now check that. That's Scott. Marlon Scott sweeps the left side. He's down to about the 8-yard line. So this will be third down and goal from the 8.
Sam's on the board. The trail class of 21-6. Beverly is up to lead to 28-7 over Haverhill. And Madden's had a couple of touchdowns.
Marty Smith is again reporting to us from Marblehead tonight on the Marblehead Danvers game in that Division III Northeast game. This is Brumfield, wing left, going right side, taken down to the 6. So it'll be a 4th and goal for St. Mary's at the 6-yard line. Good tackle there by Greater Lowell. That was Eli Bryant with the tackle, the senior. Again, the starters for St. Mary's pretty much out right now of tonight's game with just about 4 minutes to play. Ball is at the 6. Again, 4th and goal here. And quarterback Connor Donahue coming in off the bench from the sidelines with the play. Game brought to you in part tonight by Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number 1 deli.
It's the final in at Newell Stadium in Gloucester, 41-7. Gloucester moves to 8-2 on the season.
Hand off. It is Marlon Scott coming left side. He doesn't go in. He's taken down at the 5. So St. Mary's gives it up on downs, down inside the 10 at about the 6-yard line. And Greater Lowell gets it, but they have a long way to go with 3 minutes 41 seconds to play in tonight's game. Brought to you tonight by Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969, 84 High Street. See General Manager Jeff Klickstein, Moore GMC.
And so it sets up a very interesting Thanksgiving Day clash between Gloucester and Danvers. If Danvers is able to hang on in Marblehead tonight and defeat the Magicians, Danvers will be looking to keep its momentum going as it heads into, again, the final postseason game of the year.
Well, this Marblehead-Danvers will play next Friday night, we believe, and maybe here at Manning Field, whoever wins that game against the is it Concord-Carlisle? That was the last score.
Melrose. That we had. Melrose, 24-20 right now.
Oh, they came back.
Yes.
They were down by 10, so
yes.
They've scored, what, 14 straight points
exactly,
then?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and John Kassian, the head man here at the Manning Field, Frazier Field complex, told us that there's, in all likelihood, going to be a playoff game here next week. And again, it will be the winners of Melrose, Concord-Carlisle, and Danvers Marblehead. And I was kind of wondering, because I said, it's kind of a home game for either one of those Northeast Conference teams. But he says, it's just about equidistant from Melrose here to Danvers or to Marblehead. So it's the more logical site. Plus, you know, again, the North or the Eastern Mass sectional, you're looking to have a pretty decent crowd. You want parking. You want enough seats. So this is the venue for it.
Rossetti, the ball carrier on the second down, gets a few yards out to about the 13. Third down and 4 for Greater Lowell. Way, way back at their own, about their 12-yard line. Wideouts two each way for quarterback Rossetti.
Marblehead tried to fake punt, and Danvers stopped them. They're on the Marblehead 39-yard line to start this drive.
Here's a first down run for Greater Lowell, and this would be August running up. He's to the 20. First down run for him. Got the 2-minute warning coming up here in just a moment. First and 10 for Greater Lowell. And the direct snap comes back. August takes the handoffs. Nope, it was a fake to him. And the quarterback keeper, I think, to the 26. And this will bring us down to the 2-minute warning here. 1 minute 50 seconds to play here in this one. Just going to roll right through it, I guess. All right. Yeah. Gain of 7. It will be 2nd and 3. Ball at the Griffin, 27. Direct snap comes back to Rossetti. Hands off to the running back, August, and he's up over the 35, 36, 38. It'll be a first down for Greater Lowell with a minute and a half to play here.
Yeah, this game got out of control for Greater Lowell very early in the first half, Bill, but the plays have not stopped. They have continued to run hard and play hard the entire way through this game. So it's a great credit to the Lowell coaching, Greater Lowell coaching staff, and to the team itself that they've never stopped giving it their best effort.
Ball is at the 37-yard line, and again, here on Channel B tonight, we are keeping you posted on the Marblehead-Danvers game from Marblehead tonight, the Division III Northeast playoff game, and Marty Smith is there. Here's Rossetti wanting to pass, scrambling right side, still holding the ball. Here comes the rush, and his screen out on the right side. August Bryant has it, rather, and he's up to midfield, pushed out of bounds in St. Mary's territory at about the 48. Well, Marty Smith is with us. Marty, what's the situation there now?
Well, Danvers has the football on the 10-yard line for his 4th and 9 in Marblehead territory. The handoff goes to Danny Lynch, and he is stood up. And Marblehead's defense will hold, and they will take over the football on downs deep in their own territory. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in regulation time. Danvers still leading 13-6, but Marblehead will go on offense here, and the ball will be at their own 7-yard line.
All right, Marty, we have about under a minute to play here. Handoff, Greater Lowell, rather, and they run it down inside the 38. We're gonna check back with you in about a minute or two, okay? Okay, thanks. Yep.
Are you gonna get down and talk to us?
Well, I think we need to follow this story here.
I think so.
We'll figure that out in a moment here. We've got a timeout here. We'll take it. We're back with more just ahead.
Since 1897, the Lynn Museum has celebrated the history of one of America's most consequential cities. Recently merged with Lynn Arts, we are working to build a dynamic cultural hub where our past comes to life and new art is created. Now on display, Present Tense, a Lynn Arts exhibit, open through December 19th, showcasing the contemporary work of our Lynn Arts community. The Lynn Museum is located at 590 Washington Street and open Wednesday and Friday 12 to 4, Thursday 12 to 7, Saturday 10 to 3. Find us online at lynnmuseum.org.
Beverly should be a fun.
Here's a sweep to the right side and run down inside the 20, down to the 17 for Greater Lowell. 22 seconds left here. Again, Marblehead getting the football deep in their own territory, trailing by the 7 points. Little middle screen for Greater Lowell. Catch is made by Brian at the 13 and runs it in for a touchdown from 17 yards out. So Greater Lowell gets their second touchdown of the night.
Yeah, just when I'm marking the final score of this point. Again, nice little 5 yard off the line of scrimmage to the left, spins back inside, takes the quick pass, shoots across the middle, and the blocking gets set up, and he just slide into the right hand corner of the end zone. Well designed play, but St. Mary's is playing back on defense at this time.
2 point conversion. Lima takes the handoff, sweeps the left side, breaks one tackle, and then goes in for the 2 points. Kyle Lima with the 2 point conversion rush.
And again, as I said, as they started this drive, they just continued to push the ball down the field, and again make as much of a game out of that as they could. There was no quitting Greater Lowell tonight on the offensive side of the ball. Just too much offense from the St. Mary Spartans here.
All right, we're back with the final seconds right after this.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
All right, we're back here at Manning Field and Lynn counting down the final seconds of this game after a second touchdown by Greater Lowell. The onside kick attempt, I think, is covered up. I think it might be covered up and maintained by Greater Lowell. I think they've got there. They do have the football.
Number 23.
So they'll have the football at the St. Mary's 48-yard line.
Nick Giroux fell on that ball.
44-16 the score. St. Mary's leading big here tonight. Greater Lowell with the last two touchdowns in tonight's game. The starters for St. Mary's have been out here since that time. So, but they do put the two touchdowns on the board. Six straight St. Mary's touchdowns tonight. Abraham Toe, a two-yard run. Calvin Johnson, a 31-yard pass play. Actually, he caught two 31-yard passes. Abraham Toe, a second rush, and Silvestri with a pass, with a rush, rather. Here's a first down pass for Zeddy, way downfield, intended for McNamara. Falls incomplete. The throw went beyond him. 6 seconds to play.
I think St. Mary's got caught with too many men in the field, but I thought they were going to, then I counted them. I thought I only counted 11, but I think the mistake was they had players running off the field, and the back judge threw the flag. So let's see. And that's the call. Okay, so Dean Bortis picked off a Marblehead, picked off a Keogh pass with 2:32 left to go. Ooh. In that game. So Danvers, they can get one first down, can basically salt that game away.
MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, Tim Kearns. We're in Lynn tonight for a Division 5 MIAA playoff game. Wish Essex Tech a lot of luck tomorrow as they're traveling to a game at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the D6 tournament. Rossetti to throw, and it's a catch made down at the 32-yard line, but time runs out there, and this game is over as St. Mary's has defeated Greater Lowell by the score of 44-16. Lima with the pass catch to end the game as time runs out. What we'll do is we'll step aside after the St. Mary's win, back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
All right, welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. Marty Smith is with us from Marblehead. Marty, what's the latest situation there?
Latest situation is a minute and 23 seconds to play here in the football game. Danvers leads 13-6. Marblehead was on the move, and Dean Borders jumped up and picked the pass out of the air for the Danvers Falcons right at midfield. And that gave Danvers the football, and now they're trying to hold on to it and run out the clock. 83 seconds to play here in the football game.
All right, 83 seconds. So we're our plan here is, Marty, to stay with you. Not that you don't have to do all the talking. We'll do our recap here. But you're standing by, and if anything happens, we'll hear it, okay?
Okay.
That sounds good. Okay. So let's just quickly recap the scoring here in our game here tonight. First quarter, 7:49 to play. Abraham Toe scored from 2 yards out, capping an 83-yard drive. Calvin Johnson with a two-point conversion, 8-0 St. Mary's. Then 40 seconds later, in the first quarter, St. Mary's threw a 31-yard pass on a first down play to Calvin Johnson from quarterback Antonio Felix. Toe with the two-point conversion. That made it 16-0. Bang, bang. Two quick plays by St. Mary's. St. Mary's would score one more time in the first quarter on a Calvin Johnson, another 31-yard pass catch. The two-point rush failed. It was 22-0 at the end of one quarter. Then in the second quarter, Toe scored from 11 yards. Yeah, you got it, Marty.
Danny Lynch, it's been his show here in the second half. He just went 3 yards for a first down. The ball is on the 32-yard line of Marblehead for Danvers. There's 39 seconds on the clock, and it's 1st and 10 for Denver, so we've got another injury timeout here.
All right, so what we'll do is then we'll finish our scoring here and then send it back to you, and maybe that would be it. Toe scored as in the second quarter from 11 yards out. Johnson with the two-point conversion, 30-0. Second quarter, 7 yards. Silvestri, touchdown run from the fullback. Two-point pass failed. Third quarter, St. Mary's, 6th and last touchdown, a 45-yard run by Toe. Made it 42-0. The two-point Toe conversion was good, 44-0. Then Greater Lawrence scored with the subs in there for St. Mary's, a 45-yard pass from Rossetti to Eli Bryant. The Rossetti keeper for the two-point conversion, 44-8. And then the last score, a 17-yard pass to Bryant. Two-point rush by Lima was good, 44-16. Marty?
Yep, we're going to put the ball into play here shortly. With just 39 seconds remaining on the clock, Denver's just got to run at least one play to get the clock moving here, and they're coming out of the huddle.
And again, Art, then the final score here, 44-6. St. Mary's beating Greater Lowell here tonight in a D5 North play. They had a ceremony at the end of the game on the field that just wrapped up.
Direct snap to Lynch. He goes down on one knee, and that will probably be this football game. Clock is running here with 31 seconds. And Danvers leading 13-6. The ball is on the Marblehead 29. It is 2nd and 10 for the Danvers Falcons. Take the time getting out of the huddle. It has been all Lynch pretty much throughout the second half of this football game. They've gone to the direct snap with the two backs in the backfield. They put the ball in play one more time. Get on in 1 knee, 3 seconds, and that's going to be the final score of this football game as the Danvers Falcons have defeated the Marblehead Magicians by a score of 13-6. It puts Danvers into the Division III championship game next week. Bill?
Right, and Melrose just took the lead in that game, Marty, earlier this evening, so I don't know whether Melrose will hang on to win, but they were up 24-20 at one point late in that game. All right, Marty, thank you. We'll talk later. Okay, yep. Tim, do you have anything else you want to share, or should we just wrap it up?
Well, just real quick, some final thoughts here. John just shared with me, Abraham Toe went for 190 yards, and Calvin Johnson went for another 83, so St. Mary's dominant on the offensive side of the ball. And they also had 61 yards passing, so St. Mary's with a dominating performance tonight. Just go list of the final scores here. Again, St. Mary's over Lowell, 44-16. Danvers over Marblehead, 13-6. Winthrop, Gloucester over Winthrop, 41-7. Ooh. And I'll give it, St. Mary's over 400 yards of offense tonight against Greater Lowell. Lynn Clasco was a 21-6 winner over Salem. Revere, 26-6 over Lynn English. Beverly over Haverhill, 34-14. Lynn Tech earlier, 31-14 over New Mitchin. Bishop Fimick, 42-14 over East Boston. The last score we had was Melrose, 24-20 over Concord Carlisle. And if it stays that way, Melrose will meet Danvers next Friday night, most likely here at Manning Field. And finally, it looks like it was 49-6 Newburyport over Saugus. So those are our wrap-up scores for the evening, Bill. So I guess on behalf of Bill and everybody else at MSONewsSports.com, I'm Tim Cransby. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned next week because more than likely we'll be